This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour, DJ Veach on Thursday, March the 8th on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. So, Jennifer, you have some trending items that we would probably like to dig into there, right?
I do. Should we start with the guns in Florida? Because the Florida House on Wednesday passed legislation that imposes new restrictions on the sale of firearms. It would also tighten up security at schools, allow staff to carry guns in school if they want to. This, of course, was motivated by that shooting on Valentine's Day in Parkland, Florida, at Stoneman Douglas High School. The School Public Safety Act passed 67-50. It's very much in line with what the governor of the state of Florida had proposed. Rick Scott is his name, and now it will go to his desk, and he has 15 days to sign it. The bill came to be after over 10 days of lots of debate, lots of passionate debate from victims at Stoneman Douglas High School, from advocates, and also from lawmakers in the Republican majority House and Senate. For some shooting survivors, this is not nearly enough. They wanted an assault weapons ban. That measure, the measure that passed, did not go that far. Some Republican lawmakers who didn't like it wanted stricter. They were against the stricter measures on gun ownership. They thought it went too far. It seems that this is going to allow for a three-day cooling-off period. When you purchase a firearm, you have to wait 3 days. Yeah, it will raise the age to purchase a firearm from 18, it'll go up to 21. It would ban the sale or possession of bump fire stocks, which we learned about after the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay. It would give law enforcement more authority to take weapons and ammunition from those deemed mentally unfit or otherwise a threat. And it would also provide for additional funding for armed school resource officers and mental health services.
So is this a big deal for Florida to take this step? Would it be not considered such a big deal were it another state? Because Florida is not exactly on the forefront of gun control legislation or discussion, and that's probably, doesn't Rick Scott want to run for Senate?
I don't know if he wants to run for Senate. I know that I can't imagine he'd run against Marco Rubio, unless Marco Rubio decides to run again for president. I don't know. I don't know what his political career is, but I do know that he has had to deal with a lot of mass shootings in Florida when he's been under his tutelage, under his time as governor. And and so I think that this makes sense. He's in a tough position because he is a Republican. He is a member of the NRA, and he is a dad. And I think he's done a really nice job of coming out in front of cameras saying, look, I understand all sides here, and this is what I want to come up with. I want to do stricter gun restrictions, but I also want to toughen up the soft targets that schools have become in the state of Florida. This bill starts to do that. I'd wish that it had more funding. He wanted to spend like $400 or $500 million on providing for additional resources at schools, like bulletproof glass and stronger security measures, metal detectors, that sort of thing. I don't see that mentioned here, other than just a vague additional funding for armed school resource officers. So it's too bad. I'm sure that's probably the sticking point for him. He probably wanted some of that money to spend, but I bet he'll sign this one.
Speaking of guns in Florida, Marco Rubio, who has no answer for the question, what are you going to do about it, last year collected $3,313,480 from the NRA. So what do you think he's going to do about this? He's the biggest four-flushing phony. He and that.
I don't think, you know, I'm so sick of people getting upset that the NRA lobbies. There are lots of lobbies, and whether or not that's the right thing, that's the way it works right now. And, of course, you're going to take money from these groups. The fact that Marco Rubio,
why?
I think, I give him
why
a lot of
say
credit.
No? Why not grow a pair and say, no, I'm not taking your money?
Because, well, realistically, you need money, especially when your opponents are taking money from Big Pharma or wherever else they're taking money from. When your opponents do that, you need to compete. But I think for Marco Rubio's case, I don't think that he's just this NRA bot that you think he is. I also don't know why we demonize the NRA, because I think they actually promote responsible
gun ownership. I'm not demonizing him.
Marco Rubio, two weeks ago on TV. Well, let me just finish my thought, and then I'll be done, I promise. But 2 weeks ago on TV, he said, you know what, I've had a change of heart about AR-15s, about automatic rifles. I've had a change of heart about this and that. I think he's been pretty honest about where he stands and how that's changed.
I think he's the biggest four-flushing phony that there is there. You're not going to sell me on him. One of the things, however, that in terms of the NRA, so that I get it straight, this is not about the NRA. In reality, what I'm focused on is how much money in general they get. It just happens the NRA is in the focus at the moment, and then tomorrow it'll be Monsanto, and the day after that it could be General Motors, and the day after that it could be Big Pharma. So I'm using this as a tool so people understand just how corrupt the system is, that one guy can get $3 million from one entity. Where is that money going? It goes into his campaign war chest, and after he gets out of office, he can do whatever he wants with it. So he may spend a lot of it to get reelected, but if the NRA gives him $3 million, what other committees is he on in the Senate? What other influence can he peddle? What other people want to get to him? If he gets $3 million from just one group, how much is he getting from all the other groups that are interested in him being there so that he can further their interests rather than the people who actually elect him to further their interests? That's my
probably,
point, Jennifer.
We should probably change the system then, because you cannot compete. Do you know how much it costs to run an election? They spent, in the presidential election, Hillary Clinton spent $100 million to run a campaign against Donald Trump. That's
$100 million?
Are
you kidding?
Yes.
It's a lot more than that.
It was over $100 million to run that campaign. That's ridiculous. The amount of money that's spent to run for local office in California, you have to have multiple millions of dollars
to
run.
The presidential election year, 2016, $4.6 billion was spent to buy advertising to run campaigns. $4.6 billion was spent.
Well, remember that 60 around. Minutes? Yeah, it's ridiculous. I've always said, I don't know why we're not like Canada. There's a cap on the amount of time that these campaigns can go on, and there's a cap on how much money you can spend. I don't understand why. I guess because
the system's so
they make well because
so
the people running end up raising so much money, and like you said,
well,
Doug,
we
it just
let
goes
them
into
we
their own slush fund. So
well, that's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
No,
they can do whatever they want with the money after they get out of office.
This is the
no
one
taxes,
time where
tax free.
Yeah, and I wish that we actually had some sort of system in place where the American public, separate from elected officials, can actually enact laws. Because I think the American public would vote for capping this kind of stuff. Yeah, but I'm confused as to where you got that number on Marco Rubio. I'm looking at something that says he only took.
I saw yesterday, and it was on. I was on the plane, and
I've
I was reading
something.
I meant
too.
To keep it. Yeah, I meant to keep it. And I'm sorry I didn't, Jennifer, but I'll find it again. Meanwhile, we have to pause for a moment. 60 seconds from now, we're going to tackle the hackers and hacking and how to teach you not to get hacked, especially if you're a traveler like me. But there are all kinds of cybersecurity risks, and we're going to deal with them in just a moment here on the DJV Show.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
15 past the hour here on the DJV Experience. Cybersecurity expert Dennis Bonilla shares some important steps with us now on how you and your family can be safe from cybercrime. We're talking a lot about traveling. It's spring break. A lot of times people are out and about not paying attention as they might to things that are otherwise an important part. And it's kind of too bad, Dennis, to get to the point where we have to worry about these things. You go on a trip, you want to be kind of free and have a good time and not think about these sorts of things. But it, apparently because of these bums that are doing this, it becomes a treacherous time for those who are traveling, right?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when we travel, we often trade security for convenience, and this would cause us to, you know, let our guard down. So it's important to remember to practice the same cybersecurity measures on vacations as we do at home.
Let me focus in on something from my own personal point of view, and I had this happen to me this morning. I'm traveling this week, and I'm in a hotel in Dallas. And when you sign on to the Wi-Fi, it tells you that it's an insecure connection. You can get a secure connection if you either pay for it or use the hotel's secure network, but they offer you an insecure or unsecure and then a secure thing. And one wonders, why would they even bother if they're really interested in you as somebody who's a customer of theirs? Why would they have the option of using a cheaper connection? You're not paying for either one of them, really. Why would they even offer the thing that puts you at risk?
Well, you know, a lot of times, you know, the hotel guests, depending on their premium status, will be able to get the VPN protected network for free, but not all of the, you know, guests at the hotel will be able to access that. And, you know, for a small amount of money, they're really putting yourself at risk. So, you know, either pay the money and be safe or, you know, utilize a different methodology to connect while you're in these, you know, hotel spaces.
All right, so you have done a survey, or the folks at University of Phoenix have done a survey on this. What do we find for results?
Well, you know, according to our survey, less than half of survey respondents worry about cybersecurity risk while they're on vacation. And, you know, this can be dangerous because the survey found that about 75% of the travelers bring their smartphones with them, and nearly half of them are checking this phone at least once an hour. So the majority are using these personal devices like smartphones and laptops, and, you know, these potential cybersecurity risks are outweighing the convenience of being able to use them, and they're just being, you know, lazy and not taking, you know, the right precautions that they would take if they're working at home or if they're working, you know, in their office.
So is it that simple, Dennis, just do when you're traveling the same as you do to protect yourself at home?
I think you have to do it that way. I mean, you know, public Wi-Fi networks, these hackers know exactly how to break into them. If you're at the airport and you're just sort of waiting for your flight at the gate, or you're in the hotel lobby where they have these public guest networks, or a coffee shop, they have all the tricks. They have all the tools to be able to, you know, sort of get your information. And, you know, if they're monitoring your social media sites, that's one of the easiest ways for them to find out information on you, because typically we're posting pictures, we're posting information as to where we're at, when we're going to be away from home, and that just all provides a variety of ways for them to sort of breach the security.
Right. So you put up pictures of yourself traveling so they know where you live. You go home and there's nothing left in your house.
That's it.
that's kind of really where it's at. Not funny, but it is kind of funny that people are that silly about it. And then there's the other stuff, protecting the. I had this experience because I do travel a lot, especially this time of year, and I opened up one of the credit card bills yesterday, and I found all kinds of charges, and this hasn't happened to me for 3 or 4 years, but there were $400 or $500 worth of charges that I didn't do. So I called up the credit card company right away. Yes, Mr. Stefan, we'll cancel the card, cut it up, and it won't be usable anymore, and we'll make sure you're reimbursed. But this kind of stuff gives you the willies.
Well, you know, a lot of times you can sort of protect yourself a little bit by letting the credit card company know that you're going to be on travel outside of your local area, and they can alert you to some of the fraud protection as it's happening almost in real time, versus waiting until you get home and all of a sudden you find, you know, 15 different bills from various locations that were, you know, intercepted while you were on travel.
Right. All right, so where do we go for more information on this?
Well, you can go to University of Phoenix, to phoenix.edu/technology. The cybersecurity surveys are there, some tips are there, and programs that you can take to sort of educate yourself on cybersecurity. It's a growing field and very important.
Thank you. Executive Dean at Phoenix, Mr. Bonilla, responsible for all aspects of the information systems and technology at the University of Phoenix. So he knows what he's talking about. 21 after the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now, 23 and change after the hour, DJV time. Victoria and Karen and I focusing on A Wrinkle in Time. This is Sade's Flower in the Universe, is it not?
It is, yes.
Very nice. This is her first new release in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, this movie's out this weekend, right?
Yeah.
A Wrinkle in Time.
It's going to be huge, I think.
Why?
Well, it's a family movie.
What is there about it?
It's a very spiritual movie. It's the kind of movie I think that you would really love. It's what got Oprah out of bed and got her back on the movie screen. You know, she's just gardening and hangs out in Maui, and you know. But for her to want to do this story, I saw her interviewed yesterday, and she said the spirituality of the story.
And the personal empowerment
is just such a strong theme. So I think it's nice that there's a movie that a whole family can actually see. Because there aren't a lot of them. It's either like animated movies for little kids or it's adult movies. There's not a lot in between, and this is one of those movies.
There's also a big cast, and I think for a lot of people my age and in their 20s, it's a book that we grew up reading when we were kids, and so there's kind of nostalgia value to it as well.
Yep.
All right. So we'll follow that, track that. Hopefully it'll be the big movie of the weekend, or one of them anyway. At 25 after the hour, this being Thursday and all, time for our weekly exercise in remembering some of the moldy, oldie, goody goldies that come from our rusty rack of Wrinkle Records. In fact, this is a list of top five songs for this week in 1961. With a song that was a crossover hit. Marty Robbins was a big country act, and four or five of his songs went over into the pop charts. This is one of them. Don't Worry About Me, Marty Robbins, number five, this week in 1961.
Oh, love, kiss me one time.
I think I told you the story about me seeing him as a performer. I was at one of the radio conferences like I am this week. I'm in Dallas for a radio conference. And we had gone to see Marty Robbins. He was the entertainment, as a matter of fact, at the conference. And the next day he died.
Ooh.
Of a heart attack. A little guy. He was a little guy. Very wiry, but he had great voice and great. It was great empathy and emotion in his songs. So anyway, number five was Don't Worry. Number four belonged to the Elvis Presley person. This is, oh my God, I love this song. Crank this up, will you? Shorten the ears. I get goosebumps.
Let me hold you in my arms, dear.
So typical Elvis of that era.
See, it's funny because this sounds very unlike Elvis to me.
Really?
It must be the kind of Elvis that I know, but this is almost like old school crooner.
Well, he was an old school crooner. He was.
But I think of him as, you know, I think of him as a different type.
Magic.
And make it a matter of love.
Magic love. Yeah, put those together. Please surrender to me.
Yeah, I definitely. Yeah. I've always put him more in like a rockabilly rock category, not a crooner
this
category.
This was the best. This was, in my book, this was the best of Elvis, these kinds of songs. All right, number three. This is a song you've heard me sing many times under my breath. There's a moon out tonight. That Caprice from Brooklyn, and a song that sent them right to the top of the charts. They stayed there a long time. Another goosebump song. 1961 is the year this week. The Caprice are on their way to number one with number three. There's a moon out tonight. Wop, 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 wop. Number two this week, 1961. It's the first time the Miracles had a number one song. It was on its way to number one. Better shop around. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. He was a kid then. I think he was 19. His voice sounds like he was, too.
His voice sounds like he was about 12 to me.
Yeah. Right.
I also learned that his name is Bill.
Yes, William.
No idea.
His real name is William. William Robinson. His real name is William. It's Smokey. He developed that Smokey sort of sound. Number one, Chubby Checker had been number three. Had been number three, number two, number one. He spent 3 weeks at number one with Pony Time. Boogity Shoe. I told you a story about why his real name is Ernest Evans. I told you why he's called Chubby Checker, right? You know that story?
Is that because of Fats Domino?
Yep. He wanted to emulate Fats Domino, so he became Chubby Checker. This is the silliest story. 29 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, if you're in the market for a luxury car but want something that stands out from the crowd, BMW has the new 6 Series Gran Turismo. Under the sloping roof is a hidden hatch that gives you more space for all your things you need to haul. Under the hood, a 335 horsepower turbocharged 3-litre inline 6. It has all-wheel drive, gesture control, and a 10.3-inch touchscreen information system. It comes along with a very solid infotainment system, Apple CarPlay, and a panoramic sunroof. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge, welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
At 34 past the hour, it's the DJV experience. Oh, joy, 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 joy. Joyful sounds of Victoria Keelan and her great laugh. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Some food news. Actually, got a lot of food news. We're going to focus on St. Patrick's Day and some of the cocktails. Victoria, you're gonna have to help me with this one.
Absolutely.
In the meantime,
I'll be here.
I know you will. All right. So here's the latest news from the Monsanto groups of the world, Bayer, Dow, DuPont, all these great companies that want to ruin. I told you the story last week. Maybe some of you didn't hear it. I'll reemphasize it. I found out through exploring at this hemp conference that I went to last week, the farm conference in Wisconsin, that the Roundup that is used to kill weeds, farmers use Roundup to get rid of weeds in fields. Well, what Monsanto has done is engineer into the Roundup a way to kill the weeds but not the seeds. So when you kill the weed, the seeds go back into the ground and grow more weeds than it's actually genius when you get right down to it. So you need to go buy more Roundup to kill the weeds that were planted from the seeds of the last bunch of weeds that you killed. Does that make sense?
Are you following? It makes complete sense. And if you think about it, why, of course, if you're a scientist and you're genetically modifying things, you would, of course, make a seed that wouldn't die because of the other product that you've also engineered. And obviously you need the weeds to keep coming back, so you've got repeat business.
So you keep selling more, right?
It all makes total sense. It's scary. It's like science fiction.
It is. Okay, so now, would you be surprised if I told you that every major seed manufacturer in America does not belong to an American company?
Every
major national seed chain that is selling seeds, I would use as an example, what's out now in all of the seed packets, Burpees, and companies like that. Mm-hmm. And then there are the big companies that I use to buy seed. Like I have to, as soon as the ground gets workable, plant 40 acres of hay. And so looking around to find local people who have seeds that don't connect to Bayer or to Monsanto. What?
Hay comes from a seed?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
What a city girl you are.
That's a genuine
hay
question.
I did not know.
Carrie,
does
you know that?
Everything.
I didn't know that either.
See? Okay, I'm not
Where
the only one.
Where do you think it comes from?
I don't know.
See, this is what has happened. We've gotten so far away from the farm, you don't even know.
I realize it's a
stupid question. You've heard the expression hayseed? The kids, when I was in college, used to call me a hayseed.
No, I've never
heard thought
that.
I was a rural bumpkin. And, it all comes from seed. That's how
I guess I just always thought it was just there.
Just there, yeah. welcome to my world, ladies and gentlemen.
I need to tour the farm.
Yes, I think you do need to come up and see the farm, take a weekend.
But going back to what you were saying, so the seed companies are, you're saying most of the major ones are non-American?
Right. I have there's a company called the Johnnies up in Maine that is owned by a local outfit. There's one in Pennsylvania. I want to say there's one in Colorado out west. But for the most part, all the big men, the guys that buy their corn from the same suspects every year, it's all the seed companies have been bought up by two or three big companies, and now they're being bought up by bigger companies. Thus, Bayer and its impact. Bayer is a German company, and they've bought up Monsanto. And Dow bought up DuPont, and none of them are American companies. Anyway, so as you pick your seeds and you go through the same exercise that I am to get your garden going, the vegetable seed business is controlled pretty much by Bayer now. And so the European Union is getting into the act because the European Union doesn't like Monsanto. So apparently over here we have approved Bayer buying Monsanto, but over in Europe they're not so sure. The European Union is saying more than not that they don't like this idea. So interesting to see where that shakes out. Also in food news, Applebee's apparently is desperate for more customers. A lot of people are going away from Applebee's. Remember they used to call themselves the neighborhood restaurant?
Yeah, eating good in the neighborhood. That was their slogan forever.
I've never found them to be any good. Just another one of those outfits like Fridays. You think they're
all
better
the same
than that?
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. They're all the same to me.
They have no appeal.
Now, granted, if I'm doing a long car ride and there's an Applebee's or McDonald's, I'm going to choose Applebee's.
Yeah.
As in terms of, like, my options, but
they own Ruby Tuesday, Chili's, all that bunch. The company's called Dine Brands. They own IHOP. So anyway, they're now trying to figure out how to get people into the restaurant. They're actually closing 135 Applebee's now around the country. But they are opening up 10 locations in different places. The consumer, the tastes have changed. People want to have a local. I do. I don't go to these places. I look for a good little local restaurant. to have a dinner, or if I'm going to eat out, I don't want to eat out at these places.
Yeah.
One side of it is they're consistent, get the same stuff every place you stop.
Right.
The other side of it is it's the same fried stuff you can find. In my mind, there's no difference between Ruby Tuesday, Applebee's, and Fridays. They're all the same.
Totally.
They just have a different sign outside the door.
If you did a blind taste test, you'd probably feel the same way, too. It was all
right.
Taste the same. Yeah.
So they're offering $2 Blue Moon beers. The Dollarama this month, it's a dollar Bahama Mama. And let's see, they've got Absolute Vodka and Lemonade for $2 at Applebee's. Is that a good deal? I suppose it is.
That's a very good price, but I don't know how they're going to make money doing that.
Well, how much vodka? Yeah, how much? Well, let's get to our bartender. Kara, how much vodka do you have to put in? Is there some regulation? Or can you just put like an eyedropper, put it in, and then put the rest of the lemonade?
Well, there's a max that you're supposed to put in. At least for me, you're not supposed to get more than 2 ounces in a drink. But yeah, if you want to just put an eyedropper in, I guess you could.
And charge $2
for
it, maybe.
Yeah, and for $2, I can't imagine you're going to get much more than that. I don't know, maybe like half an ounce or something. But even that's a pretty good deal.
Well,
you guys want to go to IHOP? Doug, you can come and have your first drink. You might like a lemonade and vodka. It probably won't taste like that much more than lemonade.
Well, if it's just a little vodka, and I wouldn't notice because you can't really taste vodka anywhere, right? So you can get me looped on lemonade. Here it is. I can see now the picture on Facebook. Looped on lemonade. And a picture of me.
Yeah, we'll make sure to take lots of pictures of you, like, dancing on the table, going crazy. It'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. Looping and get looped on lemonade. All right, so let's pursue this a little bit. We found Pamela Winsener, who is a cocktail specialist. She's called a mixologist. Maybe that's all you guys maybe need to do this. She's the president of the United States Bartenders Guild, and we're going to talk about cocktails that are especially good for the upcoming St. Patrick's Day. So, all right, we're going to let you guys. You can whip around me because I am going to be adult in this conversation anyway. I probably shouldn't even participate in the conversation. I have no credibility here whatsoever, but the two of you do.
There might be some mocktails. Yeah.
All right, well, let's find out in a second. Let's get this lady on in just a moment. Stand by for
your
that.
Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, children's names, where you live, all of this is easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find online, especially as it relates to your personal information. Do not be a victim. Protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender is the leader in this field, making the web safer. With Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results. In this day and age, we all need this. It's more affordable. Now that you think, call 844-432-4886. Reputation Defenders Executive Privacy Special, 844-432-4882. Or you can go to reputationdefender.com/Doug. That's reputationdefender.com/DOUG.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Diana's hired with Indeed.
It just gives me so many more qualified applicants to choose from.
Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now in the DJV show. All right, we have, as I said a few minutes ago, we are happy to have with us one of the best-known mixologists. As a matter of fact, she has been listed in Food & Wine magazine as one of the top 10 rising star mixologists. And in my day, Pamela Wisnitzer, mixologist was a disc jockey. Now we've got him behind the bar. And I will tell you in full disclosure that I am no expert when it comes to this because I don't drink. But my two colleagues here are both lushes, and so they're going to help you get through what it is you're going to have us understand for St. Patrick's Day. Victoria Keelan is very Irish and very into St. Patrick's Day and knows her way around a good bottle of booze. And Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio, is a bartender in addition to being a great broadcaster. So, ladies, take it away.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. And I'm so excited.
All right, so where do we start?
Some Bibers.
Let's go. Yeah, let's talk about where we get started. This is a St. Patrick's special here. St. Patrick's Day is next week, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It is next week.
Yeah, it's next Saturday on the 17th.
All right.
And it's going to be deadly this year because it's a Saturday. People don't have to worry about going to work the next day. So this is going to be a busier St. Patrick's than usual.
Yes, it's going to be pretty insane, which is why you have to maintain a good moderation. Remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and make sure that you're also imbibing well, which is a big part of St. Patrick's Day because I feel like we all, like in when we're younger, start with shots or just hit the beers really fast, and sometimes it's not the best way to get started for such a long day of celebration, right?
That is very true.
Yeah, so I think there's lots of ways that you can drink during St. Patrick's Day, and you know what I do say first and foremost is make sure you're always drinking water alongside what, and eating food when you're drinking all day.
Right.
And empty stomachs are not a good thing.
Yep, very true.
Not a good thing. Yeah, and today actually we've been mixing up some really great cocktails, and we've got two special cocktails that we're making with a really great liqueur called Kerrygold, and it's an Irish cream liqueur. And what I love the most about it, and to let you guys know, especially if you have some love of Ireland, is that it's made with all natural dairy from grass-fed cows in Ireland. So it's some of the best dairy you can find out there in Ireland, with Irish whiskey that's matured at the very least 3 years in casks, and then also chocolate, which is like my guilty pleasure and why I love this liqueur so much, because I'm like a chocolate freak and I feel like you can't find that so often.
I love Kerrygold as a brand. That's the butter that I use. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good. So to mix in that Kerrygold cream with chocolate and whiskey, I'm sold.
Yeah, it's divine. I mean, I feel like from the moment that you taste it and it hits your mouth, you're just like, what is this? This is incredible. And last year in the World Liqueur Awards, it actually won the top award for the World Best Liqueur. So, I mean, there's reasons why this is one of the best products out there on the market right now and why I love mixing with it for St. Patrick's Day.
And now, what kind of drinks do you make with it? Is this something that you just put it on the rocks or drink it neat? What kind of concoctions can you make?
Yeah, absolutely. You can totally just put it on the rocks, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we definitely like to mix some really fun cocktails with it, and it doesn't have to be too intricate. Something you can make at home. So we've got two drinks that we've been making. One of them we call the Celtic Sipper. It's really good to make sure that you are hydrating throughout the day. So this drink is going to be sort of like a tropical oasis away from everything else. It's going to be 2 ounces of aged rum, 1.5 ounces of Kerrygold, and 1.5 ounces of coconut water, which is really great, obviously, because it has electrolytes, and it's a really good for rehydrating yourself. So shake that up really easily, and then we put into a lowball glass with some toasted coconut on top. So that's a really nice way to, like, break up, like, a full day of, like, intense drinking with something really refreshing, and it actually feels very light when you drink it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
What does it mean to mix it, to drink it neat? What does that mean?
No ice.
You said
just enough
no ice
by itself.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you see people drinking whiskey where it's just a little bit in the bottom of the glass with no ice, that's called neat.
Oh, I thought it was without, either on the rocks or not on the rocks.
Well, it's on the rocks or neat.
Yeah. All right.
So you're learning.
Okay, Kara, I am learning. Kara, when you went to bartender school, did you have training on certain cocktails that would be for certain days, special drinks?
You know, we didn't have specific ones, but I would assume, in addition, it's really nice that you're using Irish liqueurs and liquor for St. Patrick's Day, but I would also consider maybe using a green liquor, so you could do something with melon, and so you get drinks that are nice and green and festive for St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what the whole thing is all about. So have you been trained formally as a mixologist? Did you learn on your own, Pamela, or did you go to school?
I actually, when I was in college, I took a course at Columbia University. But I actually then went into the bars to get my really formal training because, you know, they teach you some stuff there, but that's not really going to be.
Right.
The training happens with the guests. You need to, like, really.
All right, so give us the website we can go for the recipes for these drinks.
So you can go to KerrygoldIrishCream.com to get everything. You can also follow Kerrygold on Instagram as well. And from there you can find the recipes, lots more for St. Patrick's Day, and there's lots of ways to imbibe. Just remember.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Sets the tone for the movie, and sometimes you remember, sometimes it become very iconic, the James Bond theme. I mean, maybe the number, maybe a half a dozen, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Would you say, when you think about it quickly, there are half a dozen or so movie themes that are very iconic and stay with us, Chucker?
No doubt. Most of them probably by John Williams, but James Bond would be right there. Jurassic Park's a good one. Right. Star Wars.
Okay,
obviously.
So this is movie music from the Avengers. What's that for?
Well, Avengers Infinity War, the latest Avenger movie, which has every character in that Marvel Universe, Iron Man, Thor, Hulk, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, Black Panther is going to be in it, tracking at a whopping $235 million opening weekend when it hits theaters on April 27th. I have to believe this will be the biggest movie released in 2000.
How can they tell? I mean, that's ridiculous. How does anybody know a month ahead of time?
I can't tell you how they do it, but it's, for the most part, movie tracking is pretty accurate, except for a few exceptions. They're pretty accurate on weekend box office. And
by Saturday afternoon, they'll tell you how many tickets are going to be sold for the whole weekend. I think it takes away. Actually, if they were smart, they wouldn't release the numbers until the weekend actually was over. I saw Saturday afternoon last week. Oh, the movie this weekend is way off.
Yeah.
How do they know it's Saturday afternoon? They don't know who's going Saturday night. They don't know who's going Sunday night. I think it's ridiculous. And what it does is it keeps people from going to some movies. When you hear, oh,
maybe.
That must not be that good, if not bad. I think that's really bad form, frankly.
Maybe. Something but I just want to prophesize and say that, and I think this is an interesting discussion, Black Panther now is the 10th highest grossing movie of all time in terms of money. It's made $512 million here domestically. But you have any idea what the number one, the biggest film of all time, discounting inflation, which means the most tickets ever sold to a movie theatrically in the United States. I have a list of the top 10. You know what the number one was?
No.
Gone with the Wind.
I guess.
202 million tickets sold. And that was probably an average ticket price in 1935 of, what, a quarter? 50 cents.
Yeah, not a lot of money.
Probably a quarter.
I would have thought they'd Gone with the Wind.
Number two, most tickets ever sold in the United States. Star Wars, 178 million. Sound of Music was number three, 142 million. E.T. in 1982, 141 million. Titanic, number five, 135 million. Ten Commandments, Jaws, Dr. Zhivago, The Exorcist, and Snow White ran out the top ten of the most tickets ever sold for any movie. A lot of people go off the dollar amount, but ticket sales are so much higher now,
yeah.
An average of probably $10, $11 a ticket in most major cities. Back in even the 70s, a ticket for a movie was probably like $1, $1.50.
By the time I go to the Arclight Theater in Santa Monica, it's $16. Mm-hmm. That's what that's
wow.
The average price for a ticket. Now,
so
Snow White is being revived. Isn't there a new...
Huh?
Yeah. You, by the time you're done... All right. So anyway, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that John Williams apparently is going to not be involved anymore in Star Wars. Is that because it's not Spielberg's movie production company anymore?
I think he gave a statement that he's done so many that he's satisfied with the body of work that he's done. So he may not do any more after the next installment, which is going to be directed by J.J. Abrams. I'm sure they want him to do it, but I guess that's a choice he'll have to make, whether he wants to do any more or not. But I think his blueprint and stamp on that legacy is more than defined. So if he doesn't do any more after the next one, I think fans will be fine with that.
All right, more movie news right after this.
Jenny had a dream of joining the national bobsled team. She worked out relentlessly and knew that if she just refused to give up, one day her dream would come true and she'd stand triumphantly up on the podium. But when her kids reminded her that she was 52 and she lived in Texas, and maybe she started dreaming this dream a little late in life, she gave up on not giving up. But then she heard how Geico could save her money on car insurance, so she switched and achieved that dream instead.
All right, so, Chucker, we didn't really get to the Avengers news, why we were playing the theme from the Avengers. What's going on there?
The Avengers Infinity War, which opens on April 27th, features a cast of Iron Man, Spider-Man, Thor, Hulk, Black Panther, all the Avengers characters in one movie, is tracking at a $235 million opening weekend.
I thought there was something else there. Wonder Woman in that?
No, that's a DC Warner Brothers property. Wonder Woman, Batman, Flash, different right holders to that.
Different strokes for different folks. All right, so we haven't had the best connection here. Sorry about that, but that we did get a lot of good information. The Avengers and John Williams leaving the series. That's kind of sad. I don't really want to see that happen. 59 past the...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.